This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. And we are brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and The Brat Shop. Hey, please go to cityofcs.com to find out all about our sponsors. We've got some terrific sponsors out there. And we've got a preferred provider list. And these are people that I have vetted that do different types of businesses that you might want to call. So again, go to cityofcs.com. So, you know, my show is typically about real estate and lifestyle. Lifestyle can be about a plumber. It can be about an electrician. It can be about a lender. You know, anything that has to do with lifestyle. It can be about, you know, a doctor. I've had doctors in here also. Today is really different. We're going to do something a little different, and that's because it's kind of called for, okay? So I'm going to switch positions with Joanne Rowley. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Debbie.
She's the general sales manager here at KRDO, and you're going to be interviewing me. That's weird.
It is weird.
but it's all good. And this is because people want to know more about me and who I am. We live in a military town. And, you know, sometimes people want to know if I'm affiliated with military, that sort of thing. And why I'm a realtor and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You're going to ask the question. So take it away, Joe.
Okay. Well, Debbie, so now you're going into your seventh year.
Yeah.
With your radio show on KRDO Radio.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
It seems just like yesterday we met.
I know. I'm flies. My gosh.
That's insane.
I know. And
you know, we remember it so well because my father had passed away like a week before I was supposed to start on the air.
Yes.
And
I then, will never forget
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was tough. It was tough. It's still tough. Yeah. So a week or two after that is when I started.
When you started
yeah.
your show.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So we're growing old together, Joe.
Yes, we are.
It's all good.
Well, you know, I thought I'd start off with what's your story and what made you get into this real estate business, this dynamic, crazy business.
I know, it is crazy. It is crazy. Okay. Well, my background, yes, I am. I'm military affiliated. I was an Air Force brat. My husband's retired from the Army. And I think that enabled me really to meet people from all walks of life. And I truly, truly mean that. Because of that, I don't know, I'm an empath for one thing. I became a nurse and I loved nursing. And then at the end of my career, I thought, you know, what can I do to help people? Now, I bought my first house when I was 19. So
that's a great accomplishment.
Yeah. So dad said, you know, when we go to the United States, because I was raised overseas until I was 18 years old, you might be able to buy a house, you know. You go into college, you might be able to do that. Of course, you'd have to work. Mom and dad never gave us kids anything. We had to work for everything. Mm-hmm. So it happened. So I bought there's no other way to describe it. It was a disgusting house. but it was all brick. And this is what it's in Albuquerque. And so it had great bones to it. But when you open that door, you would probably die. It was unbelievable. So I bought this house. It was owned by a lady who had to be put in a hospital and her kids were selling it. And my dad happened to know one of the kids. So I got a lien on it. And so I purchased it. And it was a great buy at the time. And I had money to put down. Well, so the day of closing, after closing, I went into the garage and the freezer was still there. I'm like, oh my, they didn't remove the freezer. It had tape around it. Now, remember, I'm 19 years old, okay? I mean, you know, that's not too young, but it's young enough. You don't think. You still don't think when you're 19. Well, to a certain degree, right? It had tape around it, so I decided to take that tape off the freezer to see what was in the freezer. And I'm thinking, ooh, maybe there's a body in there. You know, I'm just being creepy to myself, right? So I open it. In the literal sense, maggots rolled out. And what happened was, is that it had went on the brink. It quit, and there was meat stored in there. And so this had been this way for a very long time. Well, I went running next door to the neighbor who I never met, and I'm screaming. Ah, ah, ah. He calls the police. Police calls, I guess it was like the hazmat or whatever. Anyways, that's how I was introduced to my first house.
So what was in the freezer?
It was meat. It was rotten meat.
It was just meat.
It was rotten meat. Yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah.
So Yeah, I learned the hard way about becoming a homeowner. I knew that I was going to have to do things in the home. No way could I live in this home. I already knew that. It had needed new everything. Yeah, you know, new carpeting, new flooring. In some areas, it needed more than that. It was just horrible. Paint, appliances, you name it. But anyway, so that was my first experience at real estate. As time progressed, you know, bought, sold real estate, and was a nurse at the time. And then, you know, come to Colorado Springs and took some time off and thought, you know what? I always enjoyed, you know, flipping homes when I was a nurse. I'll get my real estate license here. So long story short, that's what I did. But my business has always been around helping people. And I say that with dedication and sincerity. I truly, that's what I do. Now, some realtors get in the business because they get in the business when the market is really, really good, okay? I got in the market, I became a realtor right when the market was about ready to crash, okay? Well, 2005, you know, 2008, the recession really crashed, right? And I stayed in. And I have to tell you, not just me, but the other realtors that are out there that survived the recession, you know, pat on the back. Because there isn't really that many of us. When the market got good again here recently, then everybody thought that they could be a realtor and they get the real estate license and they think they're become really wealthy. It doesn't happen that way.
Realize how much work there is to it either. People think it's easy and it is.
And it's not. No. It's not. So I work with people from, like I say, all walks of life because I was raised overseas. Mm-hmm. And my dad, it was important to him to expose us to other cultures. He was a farm boy in Iowa. And so because of that, you know, I love that. I embrace it. Sometimes I get clients that don't even speak English. So I have an app. It's called a Papago. I have a Papago. It translates. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah. So anyway, so that's why. Yeah.
Well, and so why are you doing a flat rate on your listings? That is something that you decided to do. And I know there's a story attached to
that. Well, there is a story. So those of you that have ever sold a home, you know that you're going to, here in Colorado Springs, you're typically going to pay the listing agent 3%. That's to put the sign in the front yard and market your home. But you also have to pay the buyer's agent. That's the person that shows your home and makes an offer on behalf of their buyer, and you accept it. And that's typically 3% also. So I'm saying 6%. Plus on top of that, there's usually what you call an admin fee, a file fee, and whatever fee they want to call it. It averages right around 500, but I've seen it as high as 900. Okay. I want to do things differently. And when I was at a big box, they said no. I was at an independent, they said no. So as a realtor, you're paying fees to your real estate office, okay? You pay them a portion of your commission. There's desk fees, what have you. So it costs a lot of money to be a realtor anyways, besides that. So because of those fees, it was tough to go ahead and do a flat listing fee, but they wouldn't allow me to do it anyways. But I wouldn't have been able to afford it. So it just made sense because I want to do a flat listing fee for me to make changes. Well, my last closing as a 6% plus admin fee type of person, realtor, I walked away with a $14,000 check and my sellers walked away with a $1,300 check. Okay. Mm-hmm. $14,000 versus $1,300. Okay. And I said, I'm done. No more. I'm done. I have a managing broker's license. I said, I'm on my own. And that's why I did the flat listing fee. And it works. People love it. I save people so much money. But the thing is, a lot of people say, well, how do you stay in business? How do you stay in business? Well, I don't have to charge those fees to stay in business. We do quite well. We're referred all the time. And of course, my radio show here, KRDO, I mean, you know, what better audience could I have? And so because of that, the word has gotten around. And yeah, we save our clients literally thousands of dollars. We are working on the calculations right now to figure out how much we actually saved our clients last year. And then also we're going to have the number ever since we started doing it. So it's going to be phenomenal. Those numbers are going to be huge.
I was going to ask you that.
Okay.
And that's, you know, it's amazing. I mean, you've got a heart of gold and you really serve people and help people.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And the amount of effort that you put in for your clients is above and beyond.
I appreciate that. Well, thanks. Well, Matt's telling us we got to take a break.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to take a short break and listen to our great sponsors. Please, again, go to cityofcs.com and check out our sponsors and look at our preferred provider list. And also check out the Brat Shop. And that's with two P's and an E.com. Yeah, I think you're going to be surprised. Anyways, come on back, listen and learn. Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I've got Joanne Rowley. She is the sales manager here at KRDO, and we have reversed roles today. She's interviewing me about myself and about my company and what I do and how unique my company is, and I think sometimes people find it shocking and surprising, huh?
Yeah, I think there's a big misconception.
Yeah.
That people think that because you're taking less commission, that you're actually doing less work.
Right, right, right. And, you know, my fellow realtors, unfortunately, they have a tendency to say that because they don't go to our website and,
boy,
see all the right, and see all the bullet points of everything that we do. So I will say this. We do everything and more than an average realtor does. We meet the most excellent realtor in what they do. Okay. And what that means is that truly focus on our clients. For our sellers, obviously we save them lots and lots of money, doing everything we possibly can do to sell their home, to include also listing it in RE Colorado, which covers all of Colorado, the state of Colorado. So that's even more exposure for our sellers. And so, yeah, I mean, you know,
plus the radio what
can I say? My radio show. Right. Okay. So when I get a listing, I advertise it on my radio talk show. Now, there'll be plenty of weeks that you won't hear any homes being listed because you know why? They went on a contract within a day or two after I listed it before I could even get to the studio. And that's been happening more and more often. It just has.
So there's a big shortage in listings.
There is. Now, during the recession, of course, you know, I'd advertise them over over and over again, you know, until they got sold. But these days, I mean, it's very, very common for any of us realtors to have a listing and then it's going to be under contract. That's up to right around 500,000. It's very common for them to go under contract right away. Anything 500,000 and above is going to stay on the market a little bit longer. But, you know, there again, I've been blessed there too. And I think a lot of it has to do with how we market our homes, you know, being very conscientious and getting people's homes sold. But on top of that, when I go and meet a client, they want me to do a market analysis on their home. Any realtor that brings you a market analysis without seeing your home, I'm going to tell you right now, they're wrong. Because they've never seen the home. Mm-hmm. How can they do a market analysis if they've never seen the home? Now, they can give you a history of solds around the area and actives, but they really can't give you a market analysis. Because if they do that, and we, you know, we have to do comparables in the area, okay? Mm-hmm. Same area, same type of home. So if a person has a rancher, you're going to compare it to a rancher, not a two-story, okay? And you want to compare against amenities, upgrades, finished basement, not finished basement, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when we go visit our client, we're going to walk through the home. We're going to write down all the amenities. We're going to sit down with the client, talk to them about their home, what they've done, what they haven't done. And then we will call and give them our market analysis and email them. That's what we do because we now have now seen the home. At that time, we're also critiquing the home. And I know some people get really afraid of that word, critique. And this is what helps sell the home. Because some people, they think that all this furniture in their house is going to sell their home because it's lovely furniture. And actually, it's going to work against them. Because you got too much furniture. people can't see how roomy the rooms are, right?
They can't place their own furniture and their own stuff into that home.
And sometimes it's really hard for people to vision their own furniture in a home when they've got so much going on in their brain because they're seeing all this furniture, all these pictures, everything. It's just overwhelming. So, yeah. So that's what we do also to help people get their homes sold. So we really do go over and above.
So what are the best upgrades, really, in a home that's gonna increase the value? What are the focal points, really?
The focal point of a home is always the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. That's where the heart of the home is. People, typically you have to eat, right?
So a remodeled kitchen.
A remodeled kitchen, absolutely.
Everything from the cabinets down to the floors.
Or even if refinishing the cabinets, you know, putting new hardware on them, putting new countertops on. You know, it doesn't have to be extremely pricey.
Even paint does a whole lot.
Paint. Yeah. In a kitchen, degreasing, you know, a lot of people don't understand that above the stove, underneath the microwave where the fan is, that filter is greasy. It's dirty. So it's just little things like that. But yeah, remodeling a kitchen, it's the heart of the home. And typically that's what sells the home. Also, it's always also typical that the woman is going to make the choice of what home. Not typically the man. Although, of course, he has input. I think it's judged on the kitchen.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So you want to have a lovely kitchen.
Well, that makes sense.
Doesn't it?
That's what I look at first. That's what I would do.
Right.
Yeah. What would be number two? Would it be bathrooms?
Definitely bathrooms. Okay. Definitely bathrooms. So let me tell you what I do when I walk through a house with my buyers, okay? This is how I judge the cleanliness of a house. I won't do it to my own house, though, but, you know, I'm not selling my house. No, I do. But if you open up the shower door or curtain, you know, and you see that there's a bunch of mold and mildew in there, and he's caulking, that's kind of a generalization of the entire house, believe it or not. It really is. My pet peeve also is dirt in the window runners. Just where you can't open them, you know, or the patio door and you're fighting them because it's got so much dirt in them. So, yeah, those are just things that people want to look out for. But I have to tell you, we all judge, you know.
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at a dirty home.
And even just pulling up to the outside.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like, the front. You know, right. The yard. It's kind of hard in the winter.
In the winter time,
but
it's hard.
But in the summer, most definitely.
So we've been talking a lot about sellers. Mm-hmm. What do you do to help buyers?
Well, this is another really unique thing that we do. I mean, we're just full of uniqueness at City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. I mean, truly we are. We give back 25% of our commission to our buyer, and that's to go toward their closing costs or toward the purchase of the home. Now, that's amazing. People are just like, when I tell them that, they go, what?
Wow.
Well, you're going to give me money? Yeah, it's a rebate. Yeah, use it to wherever you want to. And I got to tell you, it can make the difference between a couple buying a home and them not being able to buy a home because you have to pay closing costs. Closing costs is the amount that you pay in order to get the loan from the lender. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have it, they don't have it. But, you know, our rebate can really help with that. You know, homes are so pricey these days.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like most people need all the help they can get. But, you know, even with cash buyers, we still give them money back and they can still put it toward the purchase of the home or whatever they want to do. I mean, but that's how we roll.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. We like giving back. But, you know, the thing is, it's really helped grow our business. People love it. We're very unique. We're the only company that does it. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of that. You know, when I have a gentleman who called me a couple of days ago, now this is funny. He says that he's a licensed realtor. I mean, he belongs to our association. He hasn't bought or sold real estate in a very long time, but he keeps up with the education and all that. He just wants to keep his license, but he works for the government and he wants me to list his home and he wants to buy a home using me as his realtor. So I guess I'm a realtor's realtor.
Wow. That says a lot.
I'm here for you. You know, I'm here for you.
Do you deal with anybody out of town? Like people relocating here?
Especially military. You know, you have four bases here. You get people PCSing. Yeah. I have people that, you know, that just, you know, see me on the website and they call me up also. I have retirees that call me up and they want to settle here in Colorado Springs because they were stationed here at one time and then they want to come back.
I hear that story a lot.
Yeah. People love it here. But yeah, out of area all the time. Just a short story here, and maybe my listeners can relate to this. In the last, I would say, 4 months, I've had three people from out of area come in to see me. And those three people have made a remark about how much litter we have on the highway. And so I called the mayor's office. They told me they couldn't deal with that, that I had to call CDOT, which I did. And I saw them the other day working on that, finally. But anyways, people, let me just tell you something. People come into our city and they judge us by the cleanliness, okay? Put your covers on your garbage can. We get wind. I just want to put that out there. So that's just a reflection on the city. But yeah, yeah.
So what's happening now in the real estate market? I mean, this is kind of a...
It's still a seller's market, not a buyer's market. Very low inventory. If you want to buy, call me. I'll build you a portal. It'll meet all the criteria of the home that you'd like to have. You're notified in your email. We go and look at it immediately because these homes go under contract quickly. So what's really important is if you see a home, you're interested, go and look at it immediately. So, yeah.
Well, okay.
So that's a little bit about me, you know, why I do what I do.
Well, this is fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But now people know about me.
Yes.
If they didn't know me before. But go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out how we are going to save you lots of money if you're selling your home or if you're buying a home. Kind of reward you for using our services. But, you know, I promise you that people really do walk away happy. They really do. So my phone number is 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Either Sheila or myself, we're going to help you look for your home or sell your home. Again, our website is cityofcs.com. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com and be sure you go to The Brat Shop Facebook page and please like it. That's The Brat Shop, SHOPPE.com. And embrace the legacy. Thanks so much, Joanne. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Debbie.
Hey, I better go sell some real estate. So, my listeners, I hope you learned something about me today. You probably have. But if you want to learn more about me, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I always learn something about myself every day. Hey, you have a wonderful weekend. Remember, arrive alive, don't text and drive, and it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyles Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I have Mike Evanson. He's the owner of Elite Echo Solutions Carpet Cleaning. He's going to be on the show. It's a veteran-owned business with a stellar reputation. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.